Welcome to the NewsRamp Psychedelics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, May 16th, 2025, and we have a lineup of psychedelics headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Investor news breaks: Silo Pharma Inc., NASDAQ Silo, prices $2 million public offering of common stock and warrants. Silo Pharma Inc., Silo, has priced a public offering of approximately 3.33 million shares of common stock, along with Series A1 and Series A2 warrants, all priced at 60 cents per unit. The Series A1 and A2 warrants are immediately exercisable at 60 cents per share, with expirations set at 5 years and 18 months, respectively. Gross proceeds are expected to total roughly $2 million before fees and expenses. H.C. Wainwright & Co. is acting as the exclusive placement agent, and proceeds will support general working capital. Silo Pharma is a developmental-stage biopharmaceutical company developing novel therapeutics for stress-induced psychiatric disorders, chronic pain conditions, and CNS diseases, focusing on traditional therapies and psychedelic treatments in novel formulations and drug delivery systems. For more information, visit www.silopharma.com. Psychedelic news breaks: NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ NRXP, reports Q1 results, highlights progress on ketamine NDA and Hope Clinic rollup. NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc., NRXP, reported a Q1 2025 NOS of $5.5 million, down from $6.5 million last year, with operating losses narrowing to $3.8 million. The company made progress on its NRX-100 ketamine formulation for suicidal depression, supported by an NDA fee waiver and new patent filing. NRX-101, an oral treatment for bipolar depression, is expected to have a PDUFA date before year-end. Subsidiary Hope Therapeutics secured $10.3 million in funding for a national psychiatry clinic roll-up. NRX ended the quarter with $5.5 million in cash and expects current financing to support operations through year-end.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Psychedelics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.